Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
Appropriately, since we're having some technological grumpiness going on up here at the front of the sanctuary this morning, our show and tell is also highly technological, as my last week was. This is where I spent most of the day, all this last week. This is my synod school class, and I was teaching that synod school class remotely, as you know, because I had a positive COVID test at the beginning of the week before last, and so I was waiting out my isolation right there in my basement, so you can see the computer that right now is busy streaming worship, made a little bit more sacred in that moment with a candle and some ability to be a little bit more enchanted during my class. You can also see, if you are looking really, really closely, you can see a couple, there were up to four or so people fully online participating in my class, in addition to myself, who was also fully online. So that's just like when I taught this same material to contemporary issues. But then on the big screen there, you can see the output of this really fancy camera that they have in the classroom at Buena Vista University where the rest of my class was. And so there were about a dozen people in the room at any given time watching me on a screen. I bet you have never thought about watching me on a screen, have you? So I was in that room only because my colleague Greg was running the show on the other end for me. So I could sit in my basement and just teach my little heart out, and if Greg wasn't there, the folks in that room would not have been able to see and hear me and interact together. So this isolation time made clear in a new and different way what we already knew was true, right? Which is that we depend on each other. We depend on each other. I depended on Greg to be somewhere that I couldn't be. We depend on other people right here with us to do things that we don't do as well. And we depend on each other to show us who Christ is and what he is doing in the world and in our lives. So our scripture reading this morning is going to talk to us about that depending on each other and counting on each other.
Let us pray. Spirit of God, descend upon our hearts, be poured out on us all, and fill us with prophecies, visions, and dreams of the world made new. Teach us to love you and love our neighbors as we ought to love. Amen. Today's scripture reading is from Ephesians 4, chapters 1 through 16. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same one who ascended far above all the heavens so that he might fill all things. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every word of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming, but speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. This is the word of the Lord.
There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. So I was busy last week, even though you couldn't see me, at Synod School with three classes remotely and a convocation every morning, worship in the evening. The convocation looking at being called out as Christ's disciples into the world. And then there was my class, the one that I taught, on practices to pay more attention to God in our daily life. Presbyterian tradition hasn't historically taught practices for paying attention to God in our everyday life, and to be honest, I don't feel really qualified to teach practices for paying attention to God in our everyday life. But it also feels really vitally important that we do learn how to pay attention to God in everyday life, not just during this 1 hour on Sunday mornings. Because if we don't help people connect with God, you could argue that our time is better spent at a Rotary meeting or at the gym. Worship and education and mission action, these are all parts of our connection with God, our ways of relating to God on an everyday kind of basis. Another colleague of mine taught a class on large-scale shifts in church life, that these historical changes that are underway that sped up so much more as the world changed during the COVID pandemic, but the ways that every church is navigating this new world, this new cultural world and this new social world with all of the different pressures and needs and desires that go along with it. And we learned as we spent that time together that, of course, no one of us has all of the answers for staying faithful to Christ's call in the midst of that world. But we know that it helps to learn from and with each other. And I also had a class on Christian themes in Doctor Who. Do we have Doctor Who fans here? We have 2.5 Doctor Who fans. Oh, we're up to 4.5. We're doing great. Keep them coming. So Doctor Who, for those of you who are not Doctor Who fans, those of you who are, you know who you are. But for those of you who are not, you know that this is this sort of classic geek show that has had this sort of revival in the last 15 or so years, this reboot. Now, I'm a geek. I will own that. But I'm actually not a Doctor Who geek because it comes on too late on Saturday nights here in Iowa. And I have to get up and work the next morning. And so I don't watch Doctor Who most of the time, but I got to sort of dive into that world during this week at Synod School. And as we were spending this time together, I also knew that I was a different kind of geek from the teachers of the class, from the Whovians who were teaching this particular class to us. And you know, as they say, it takes all kinds to make a world, right? So I'm very glad that this flavor of geek was teaching the class so that this flavor of geek could kind of get my feet wet just a little bit. Today's scripture reading affirms that diversity of all kinds that it takes to make not only a world, but also a church. All of the book of Ephesians has been affirming the gift of diversity and the gift of God's calling to all of us in all of the different ways and cultures from which we find ourselves in the church. And we just turned a page as we were reading the book of Ephesians. We turned from chapters 1-3 that kind of looked at this theological level about how human groups who didn't belong to the covenant, now they do belong to the covenant through Christ's grace. And we had all of that amazing language about what Christ's grace does in recreating us. And then we turned the page to ask, okay, what does that mean for the life of the church? How does this complicated community that we find ourselves in, how does this complicated community reveal Christ's unity in the church? The church's life in this local community, this congregation that we find ourselves in, this is acting out a cosmic mission where Christ chooses to heal humanity and restore creation. And so what we do as the church is also who we are as the church. And that wholeness, that unity, that healed humanity, that happens first on a spiritual level. And then when we are this community of faith, we live out more and less what that invisible spiritual unity is that we have inherited from Christ. And Christ's unity, as Paul read for us, is revealed in Christ's gift to the church. And Christ's gift to the church is that some would be apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Christ's unity is revealed in this list of different gifts. Because God's generosity is not just one thing. God's generosity is this manifold abundance that is bigger than any one of us, and that draws us into a unity that is not the same as being the same. Because this eternally creative and recreative God never stops with just one thing. So we are one body and one spirit with one hope and one Lord and one faith and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. And all that unity of all things is made known to us in the amazing diversity of who we are as this healed, restored, and recreated humanity. And so we are called to give thanks for Christ's unity in the church's diverse gifts. We thank God for these varied gifts because they make our community life better, but we also give thanks for these varied gifts because giving thanks for these varied gifts is a practice of noticing where God is active in our lives together. It's a way of meditating on this very passage. So we can find God at work not only in the things that we can do and not only in the gifts that are like ours, but we can find God at work in the gifts that are completely unlike ours as well. And when we do that, when we thank God for gifts that are not our own, we actually take that emphasis off of ourselves and we learn better how to trust in Christ through trusting in each other. And so in just a couple minutes, we're going to come to this table, this one table that we all share together, this one table where we gather all these diverse gifts of who we are. And that diversity of gifts is what unites us. So we bring right here in this room today gifts for healing and for teaching, gifts for fixing and maintaining. We bring gifts for managing costs to ensure that there will be enough resources for everybody. We bring gifts for moral clarity and gifts for cultivating beauty. And I give thanks, and I invite us all to give thanks for the way that those gifts reveal our one hope, our one Lord, our one new humanity in Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.
And now, a moment for mission.
Our moment for mission this morning lifts up our August Coins for Concern partner, Youth Emergency Shelter and Services, or YES. Youth Emergency Services and Shelter is Iowa's largest emergency shelter. Children from all across the state of Iowa rely on YES for safety and for care. Every child comes to YES with a story. These stories often involve difficult, painful, traumatic experiences. But no matter the age of the child or the circumstances that brought them, YES ensures that they receive the best possible care and all necessary support. YES provides a safety net of programs designed to help kids when they need it most. Programs including emergency shelter, crisis nursery care, mental health counseling, care coordination, and more. Youth Emergency Services and Shelter is our Coins for Concern partner for the month of August, which means that that loose change that I hear dropping into the offering plate, that goes directly to support Youth Emergency Shelter and Services. If you have non-jingly Coins for Concern that you'd like to make a bigger contribution with, all you need to do is note Coins for Concern on your check or designate that when you give online.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.